Welcome to the Left Hand Back End Podcast, episode 31. Jeff, how we doing?
That was quick.
That was super
You want a
quick.
time crunch?
We are on a cookie crunch.
Cookie crumble crunch. You watching Halloween movies? Getting in the spooky mood.
We have been watching Casper and
Hey,
not other
original.
Halloween movies, but we do, or we are trying to fit this into a nice little quick 30-minute window. We'll see how well we can stick within our limits
That'll be a
here.
record. That'll be a record for the shortest podcast we've ever done, so.
And that is our goal tonight. So the question of the pod tonight is, Jeff, is it socially appropriate or age appropriate to have a favorite color?
Is it socially appropriate or age appropriate?
As a 30-year-old man, almost, do you think it's okay to have a favorite color?
I think if you have a hard set favorite color that you're not willing, that you're just like, no, everyone else is wrong, and this is the best color. There's
No, it's
no
not the
reason
best color,
around
it's your
that.
favorite.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I guess it's a little, it's weird. Like, that's a question that you use to do icebreakers for kids, and they're like, yeah, my favorite color. If you're still saying like my favorite color is blue, like, okay, what? That's the only color that's your favorite? There's a bunch of colors for all different reasons.
There is.
You gotta expand.
And
Pause.
I was thinking about it. I was like, what's Jeff's favorite color? And then I was like, wait, is it weird that we as adults still have favorite colors?
Yeah, I think it's weird in a way. Yeah. I
Might
think
be a
so.
little bit weird. Well, Jeff's got a segment for us, and then we got a
Well,
draft.
wait. I got my random fact.
Oh, sorry, random fact, my bad.
Got my random fact. Random fact is actually I'm gonna use this. So these are some Dots pretzels. I discovered these years ago on accident.
Gas station?
Bought them. No,
Because I remember when you could only buy them at a gas station.
someone left them in my car at college that
I
we were
remember
driving.
you telling me about this, and then I saw them at a gas station after you told me about it.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
I
So they
credit
left
you.
one. This is a
You all
new
credit.
version,
All glory goes
but
to Jeff.
all hail. Wait. Pause.
No,
So,
H-A-I-L. Hail. All hail
H-A-I.
on Jeff.
All hail. No.
Yes.
So, these Dots are actually, they were originally family owned little actual lady who used to make them. And
Named Dot.
she named Dot. It
Well,
was
actually, her name was Dorothy, but she went by Dot.
just an original thing. And the thing is, they did get bought out. But I still support it, even though it's sad that she sold out. She
Sold
allowed.
out.
But they're still actually really good. So if you have a chance to try them, you should try some.
Brought to you by Dot. May she
What?
rest in peace.
So, R.I.P. Dot.
Rip Dot.
Rip corn.
I told Jeff what our draft is tonight so he could give a little bit of preparation time because this requires some legitimate thought.
It
But
does.
before we get to our
However,
draft, Jeff has a segment for us.
I do have a segment. I have a fun little seggy that I thought
Aww.
it didn't require too much thought for us, but also it seemed like such a podcast style, especially me and you
Yeah.
thing, that it works. I don't really know why it works so well. It just does. So without further ado, let us do the ultimate random things bracket.
Yes.
Okay, this is ultimate random. There is no rhyme or reason. I haven't gone through the rest of these. Okay, this is just straight up. This is the only thing I've seen on it. So you have to
July 8th.
decide. So this is what we're gonna do. It's a bracket. You either pick July 8th or Hagrid, which is funny
Okay.
because I was just watching Harry Potter, so.
Now, I don't know why July 8th is on there unless I'm missing something. What is July
No,
8th?
it's July 8th is the day, July 8th. Do you like the day July 8th more, or do you like Hagrid more? Who
Hagrid,
wins?
easy.
Hagrid? Okay, so Hagrid moves on.
Yeah, he shouldn't have
All
said
right,
that,
next
but.
one. Next one is the movie 2010, the year we made contact, or this flag. which
What
I don't know
country
if this
is
is
that?
a I don't know if it's Haiti or you know it's like a it's a Caribbean country. I don't
We're
know
going with
which
that.
one.
We're going with that country.
Look for country. Okay.
Yep. Don't know
Not
which
sure what it
country it
is.
is, but we're going with that. Oh, Entei.
Oh, Broken Heart or Ent
100%.
and you knew Entei right off the bat.
Entei over
Entei
the
has
broken heart.
Entei had the best voice in the movie, the Pokemon movie.
Oh, I
He had the
forgot.
be he went the little girl that he was protecting in that big tower, and
I mean, I am
he had that
partial to
deep voice.
Suicune, but.
Well, get what you get. All right, so curling. So Olympic sport curling or an opera old lady singing where, hey, it ain't over till the fat lady sings, right?
Just
Am I right?
based on how gross that picture is, I'm going curling.
That is an interesting cartoon. That curling moves on. All right, we got a starfish or the chameleon from Tangled.
Is it, are we actually, is this just all chameleons or is this Pascal?
No, this is Pascal from
All
Tangled.
right, we're going Pascal. Easy.
Pascal, that's a
So
good one. I agree with you.
he is one of the best little side piece characters.
He's fun. He's fun.
Yeah.
Does some fun things. All right, this is truly random.
Yep.
Green apple or an iceberg?
Sorry, Granny Smith. We're going with the iceberg.
Wow, you really don't take the Titanic to heart, do you? I see how it is.
I think it's a conspiracy, actually. So,
Okay, well this what is this? The Australian flag? No, what is this?
it
Australian
doesn't look
flag is
like the
green, right?
Australian flag. It looks
This is
close
New
to.
Zealand. It looks close to it, but the stars are different. So it's either that or a piggy bank that is shaped like a panda with a bow on
If
it.
it were the Australian flag, the stars would be white.
The stars at night are big and bright.
The temp at night.
The temp at night.
I don't know what country that is.
I don't know, but the fact that there's another flag on this list is really crazy.
Shoot, man, I don't know what country this is, but we're gonna
Hey,
go with the
well, isn't that
flag.
go with the
Why not,
flag
right?
again? The flag
Yep.
doubles up, moves on. Next one, we have a monster. Looks like some sort of demon monster man, like a werewolf man, or the human brain, which looks like when Jimmy Neutron does a when he's has the little thinker
Brain
thing and
blast.
it's red and it's brain blast. That's what it looks like.
It does look like that.
So which one are we
We're
going
going
with?
with the brain, man.
Brain, dude.
Yeah.
Insane in the membrane. Got no brain. Oh, and we got Bob the Builder, or
Versus
we've got
King
King
Boo.
Boo. King Boo, we got.
Sorry, Bentley. Screw Bob the Builder. We're going King Boo.
Why Bentley?
Because he had a Bob the Builder birthday party when he was like five.
Well, all right, moving on. We have Only God Can Judge Us, a tattoo
Tattoo
on someone's
on the
forearm,
forearm.
or ski hiking slash ski arm stands, whatever you call those things, those sticks.
Hiking poles.
Hiking poles, yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna go with the hiking poles.
Hiking poles, smart. I would go with that, useful.
Yeah.
Ooh, all right. This is a fun one from childhood. We have the blue
Oh.
pen that had the different colors on the top that you could click down and would let you do it in different colors. Or you've got what is his name? Benny? No.
Benny.
Well, what's his name? He's from Flintstones. He's his buddy.
I have no idea.
The not Fred Flintstone, but Buddy Benny, something like that. He's the blonde
No
one.
idea, but we're going with the super pen. Sorry, guy that we
Super
don't know the
Pen.
name of. You
No,
want to know
he had the
why?
good voice.
Because
Why?
that pen is built for making rocket ships. The ship's black, the earth's green. The sky's blue and the rocket flames are red.
Wow, you've got the whole shebang. What black, white, blue, and red all over. A pen. All right. Next up, we've got the Bourne Ultimatum starring Matt Damon or the board game Battleship.
Battleship, not a bad game, but we are going with the Bourne Ultimatum.
Gotta go with Mr. Damon. Mr.
Plus, it's Matt
Damon all day.
Damon.
Oh, we've got the saber-tooth tiger,
Diego.
Diego, from Ice
Ice
Age,
Age.
or classic French toast with fruit in the morning for
Dude,
breakfast.
this is the hardest matchup so far.
It's a tough one.
But
I do like Diego.
we might reference Diego later, but I'm gonna go with French toast for now.
French toast. What a pick. All right, we've got Mondo pickles slash maybe cucumbers, but they look like pickles, or a pterodactyl.
A pterodactyl. We're going
Yeah.
with the pickles.
Pickles. Pickle Rick right here.
Love the
I like it.
picks.
Love some pickles. All right. Moving on to the next section. We have a cow's udders, the milk sack udders, or what is that? Is that a
That would
logo?
be the Anaheim Ducks.
That's the Ducks logo.
I'm pretty sure.
It looks like, I think it's, yeah, it was NHL, right?
Oh my gosh.
Feel like I know that logo, just don't know
Yeah,
hockey
it
as
is the
well. But
Ducks, 2013 to
yeah. What a
2024.
matchup.
They're
What a
loaded.
matchup, man. Milk udders?
But it's
The
not
cow
just
udders?
milk. These are the
These are the
fat,
suckling
swollen
udders.
udders ready to be yoinked
Swollen.
on.
Yo, I don't say yoink.
If
Okay.
this were the old Mighty Ducks logo, as in our childhood, 93 to
Oh yeah.
2006 Ducks, I'd go with that, but we're gonna go with the udders.
Udders,
Shout out to
utterly
the
fantastic pick.
milkers out there.
Milkers. So, next up, we've got Elmo versus giraffes.
We're going giraffes easy.
Giraffes. Emily
I don't need
would have
to
chosen the
tickle
same.
some creep.
Elmo!
Wow.
Really
Dude,
good.
I listened back. My Yoshi last week was impressive.
I told you it was super good. I was
It was
shocked
actually
by
really
how easily
solid.
you replicated it again, and it was amazing.
Oh,
All
that's
right, now
funny.
we're into the next round. We've gone through on all this side, so we still have the other side of the bracket to do. So we have Hagrid versus a flag.
We're going Hagrid because I don't know what country that is.
Okay, Hagrid moves on. All right, we have Entei versus the
Entei,
Kirlie.
easy. Move it on.
Entei, easy. And another one. All right, we've got Pascal versus an ice
Oh,
turtle.
tough matchup here. I'm fascinated by icebergs, and I think they're incredible, but they're also a little bit scary.
Are scary and cold.
And Pascal is one of the best side characters in all of Disney, so we're going with Pascal.
Pascal, moving on. All right, we have this other flag that we think is
New
similar to
Zealand,
Australia,
by
but
the
we're not
way.
sure. New Zealand. Oh, it is New Zealand.
Confirmed.
Okay. New
Confirmed.
Zealand or the Brain Blast Brain?
We're going to New Zealand. Shout
The
out to the
third
Kiwis.
brain. Now a Kiwi. Kiwi Herman. All right, we got
This
Big
is
Boo
the most
versus
lame
I think
matchup. We're going
it
King
is,
Boo.
but King Boo deserves it. Yeah,
Yep.
I agree. We got the pen, the magical pen versus Born Ultimatum.
Born Ultimatum.
Born Ultimatum moves on. All right, now we've got French toast versus a pickles.
Oh.
Both food categories.
Wow, this is incredibly tough. I'm not the biggest French toast guy, but like of the big three, French toast, pancakes, waffles, I'm easy team French toast. But I think I like pickles better.
Pickles, wow, tough matchup.
Yeah, tough
All
matchup.
right. Oh,
Ooh,
another
mommy milkers.
animals. Got them. No, don't say it. We've got some udders or some giraffes. What do we
Well,
got?
fun fact, giraffes can also have udders. And
Yeah,
I
right
did
down
just
here,
watch
you
a
do.
reel of a baby giraffe falling out of a giraffe and just
Why is that on your reels?
gallons of liquid were coming out of that giraffe.
Ew. Oh, it's like Aventura, the second
So
one, when he like
because
comes
of
out of the
that fact,
rhino.
we're gonna pass the giraffe and go with the milkers.
Wow, that really turned you off to it, huh? All right, we're getting down to it
Oh,
on this
tough
side. We've got
matchup.
Entei. We've got the Beard Brothers. Entei versus Hagrid. Furry friends.
Love Hagrid. We're gonna go Entei.
Entei, moving on. And we've got Pascal versus New Zealand flag.
Wow, that's tough. I just went one animated character. So I'm gonna go with New Zealand this time.
New Zealand. We've got King
Yep.
Boo versus Born Ultimatum.
Born Ultimatum.
Born Ultimatum. We've got Pickles versus Udders.
Pickles.
Pickles, easy. Then we've got Entei versus New Zealand.
I want this to be the finals matchup. This is tough.
Unfortunately, too early.
We're gonna I love Entei. Epic legendary Pokemon, but New Zealand is pretty dang dope. So we're gonna pass
The
New Zealand on.
home of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I
Here we
wanna go
go.
there one day, and I don't wanna go to Entei one day, so
And Bortle, Tomatum, and Pickles.
pickles.
Pickles it is. And finally, Pickles versus New Zealand.
Let's go
Flag.
New Zealand.
New Zealand makes it to the finals.
But
Other
shout out to Pickles
side.
for making it to the final four, man.
Pickles being in the final four. What a tough matchup they had all the way down.
Seriously.
All right, other side of the bracket. We're halfway through. We're quicker through this. We've got Yahoo or Knitting.
Let's go Yahoo just because they're fantasy football.
Oh yes, that's the reason of. Oh, we've
Oh my
got another
gosh.
Diego from Dora or a Ferris wheel.
Two Diegos. Screw Dora. We're going to the Ferris wheel.
Yes, and fun fact, that Ferris wheel I think is in London. Oh, we got a compass or a unicorn emoji.
Let's go with the compass.
Compass, love me a compass. We've got a windmill, a house, or the guy from Lego,
Ninjago.
Ninjago, Illinois.
Let's go with the
Lloyd, Lloyd,
beachfront wind turbine.
beachfront wind turbine. Wow, the Lloyd. He does not make it. All right, we have ooh, a type of pie, orange lime
Lemon
pie,
meringue
something,
pie.
lemon meringue, or a shopping cart.
Go with the shopping cart. Love the shopping cart. Looks like a
Love
good
it.
one too, you know?
Yeah, it does. It looks really new. All right, we got a
Oh.
rainbow emoji versus a Callaway golf ball.
Okay, so are we saying this is a rainbow emoji and not rainbows itself?
Yeah, well, the rainbow emoji. It's not a picture of a real rainbow, so
Okay.
rainbow
Well,
emoji.
that's a huge difference then,
It is.
because I have a special place in my heart for rainbows. I like to look for them
Otherwise, it would have used a
whenever.
real picture of a rainbow.
Right. If they would
They
have
didn't.
used like an actual rainbow picture, I would have gone with that because I like
A
to look for
double
rainbows
rainbow.
whenever there is rain.
All
And sometimes I'll ponder on the beauty, but I'm going
right.
to
All right.
golf ball.
Golf ball, Callaway.
Golf ball.
Oh, all right. We've got the Simpsons character who's kind of a nerd man or certified fresh Rotten Tomatoes logo.
God, the Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes. Seems
These
easy
are
enough.
so
Oh,
random.
we have My Neighbor Totoro. The amazing Studio Ghibli film or an Espanol dictionary.
Dictionario is going on because I don't know what the left
Wow,
one
the
is.
mini was what a great movie.
Don't
It's
know what it is.
fantastic. Oh, it's fantastic. We
Oh,
have
yeah.
T-Series versus Trump.
Yeah. Hey, Goose, go.
Hey, Cusco's. It's
Yeah.
Cusco's boys. Poison for
Goose go.
Cusco.
Yzma killed Goose go. We're
He's
going with
not.
Kronk.
Oh, finish pops. All right. Gronk, moving on. Oh, we have the Holy Bible
Oh,
versus Gollum or Sméagol, however you
this is literally a tale of two ends of the
want. Two.
spectrum here. We're going with the Holy Bible. Get out of here, Sméagol.
Holy Bible. Gotta move on against
Or
Sméagol.
Gollum or whatever your
Oh,
name
we
is.
have the Pope versus another actor. It says Gucci in the background,
Is
so I
he
don't know how famous
from
he
Penn
is,
and
but
Teller or no?
no, that's not him. I know who you're
Okay.
thinking of,
Well,
but the
let's
Pope.
pass the Pope on because I don't know who that guy is.
Yeah, I'd say that's a good choice. Oh, moving on. Oh, we have Stranger Things actress or Fall, which I can
Fall.
only assume it's Fall with a bridge. Fall
I don't even
obviously
know who
makes
the
it.
chick on the right is, but that is a beautiful
That's
picture.
she's from Stranger Things.
Oh!
Oh, we have a Caribbean beach or a Maleficent pop. What are those called? Pop. Pop's head or pop something.
Yeah, beachfront pictures. That thing is
Beachfront.
gorgeous.
It is beautiful. It would be nice to be there.
I already
Oh,
know
we
it's
have
gonna
a
win.
mousetrap. I know you do. Mousetrap
Yeah.
versus Fistiland. Au fond du fond Fistiland, whatever that is.
What is
I
going
don't know
on,
what that
Jeff?
logo is. Is that a
We're going with the
dog?
mousetrap.
Mousetrap. Victor Mousetrap. Oh, we have. Oh, she has been in a lot of big movies.
Who is that?
Or a kangaroo.
Who's that?
She's in Dune. She was in the Marvel movies. She was in Black Widow. She was the
Oh, the
sister.
sister.
Yeah.
We're going with the kangaroo.
Yelena. Yeah. Kangaroo. After all that. All right. Oh,
Oh,
we've got, we have Enzo, but it's the girl from Ice Age that Sid likes. Or we have Jean Poitou, the logo.
what is that?
I don't know. These are
Well, we're
random
going with that
things.
instead of Enzo.
Wow, Enzo sucks, apparently.
Enzo sucks.
All right. We've gone through all the options. So now we're on the next round. We have Yahoo
Woo.
versus the Ferris wheel.
Ferris wheel. Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller's wheel. All right, we have a windmill versus a compass, both spinning things.
Go with the compass.
We have, excuse you,
Golf ball.
we have a golf ball versus a shopping cart. Golf ball moves on.
Golf ball.
We have certified fresh versus
Let's
Espanol dictionary.
go with the Spanish dictionary.
Spanish dictionary. We have Kronk versus the Bible. What a
Ah,
tough one.
Kronk. That's a tough battle for you, Kronk. We're going with the Bible.
Aw, Kronk's left out.
Sorry,
We
brother.
have the Pope versus Fall.
Get out of here, Pope.
I'm clipping that. I can't believe you said that. Oh.
Oh.
My computer's restarting. I apologize. Please pause it, LinkedIn.
Okay, we got the beachfront versus the mousetrap. We're going beachfront,
Mousetrap.
obviously.
Beachfront. Okay, we've got the kangaroo versus Jean Coutu logo.
Going with Kanga and Little Roo there.
Going a little Rubu. Hey, we got a Ferris wheel versus compass.
Don't care about either. We're going compass.
Could care less. All right. Holloway golf ball versus the Espanol dictionary, which has
Ooh,
made it very far.
that actually,
Surprised.
good job to the Spanish dictionary. We're going golf ball, baby.
Golf ball.
It's one of my favorite items in the world.
Oh, the Bible versus fall with the leaves and the
Brother,
color. That's a tough one, man. Are you be sacrilegious? You gonna do it?
I li literally the
Think
fall
you're gonna
is
do it.
my favorite. Like, I'm in love with the fall, but also the Bible teaches me about Jesus, so I'm going with the Bible.
You could have just said the Book of Mormon does it too, and then you could have gone with fall, but all right.
Yeah, but I need like
Bible it is.
the Gospels, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. All right, we've got the beach versus a kangaroo.
Let's go to the, let's go to the beachfront.
Ooh, beach front all the way. We've got a golf ball versus a compass.
Oh, we're going golf ball. That's easy.
Golf ball easy. Golf ball sailing through. We've got Bible versus big
We're
beach
going with
front.
the Bible.
Bible again.
Yep.
We've got the Bible versus the golf ball.
My earthly love versus my
Spooky.
terrestrial love.
Oh.
Or celestial love.
Yeah, it depends.
And we are going with the Bible.
Going with the Bible. So, final matchup of the ages is the Bible versus New Zealand.
I mean, shout out to New Zealand for making it this far, you know,
New
but
Zealand did great. New Zealand did great.
God
And the
created you,
Bible
so
got
Bible.
Bible did it. Bible did
Kind
it.
of a
And the
cheat code right there.
Bible is the winner. Congratulations.
What a strange random bracket.
So random. This is the ultimate random bracket.
Ultimate random bracket. And we are not going to keep
So,
it under 30 minutes, so.
no, unfortunately, my delay as well caused it to be tough, but.
Yep. Well, tonight we are drafting non-Disney animated movies.
Oh, what a great draft.
No Pixar, no Disney. Nothing in that umbrella. This is like going to be like DreamWorks and other random places. And Jeff, per tradition, you get the choice of the first or the second pick.
I will go with the second pick.
That is probably wise. And I think that my real first pick would actually make it back to me, so I'm not going to take it here. And instead, I'm going to take the one that I would be sad if you took, and that is How to Train Your Dragon.
Hey, great pick. Great pick. That's on the list for sure. Beautiful music score, Hans Zimmer. Animation's fantastic. And it's really actually a fantastic trilogy. I mean, so
Yeah,
obviously
the
people
series is
like some
good.
more, but it's very well rounded. I like all the movies pretty evenly. I like different parts of each one. So, very good.
Yeah,
And
when your
to
first movie is the foundation for the other movies, you know you did the first movie right.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And to clarify, I am going to leave out all of my Miyazaki films, which are the anime films, which is like Spirited Away or, movies or like
I don't know
the
any of
bird,
those. You can have
the
all
boy
of
and the
them.
heron. I know. So I'm not including those because they're like in their own realm of like beauty and storytelling and fun. So I'm gonna leave those out of it.
Okay.
If I'm going with mine, which is probably one of my favorite top 10 films of all time, I have seen it dozens and dozens of times. No, not Shrek. It is Prince of Egypt.
Oh, that's actually on my list. Very
It's an
good.
incredibly, and also Hans Zimmer again did the music for it. The
Dude,
I
that is
watched
the
this, it
most
was like the
star-studded cast ever.
I never realized it until you're an adult, and then you're like, you have what, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Patrick Stewart, Val Kilmer, Sandra Bullock, who else? Jeff Goldblum,
Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes.
No.
Ralph
No,
Fiennes.
he's Phineas.
No. Ralph Fiennes
Yeah,
being
but it's way
Eddie
more fun to say
Ramses.
Phineas.
He's a
Patrick Stewart,
Ramses.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer as Zipporah.
That is a cr
Sandra
Danny
Bullock. It's
Glover's in
crazy.
it.
Danny Glover being Jethro.
Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren being his mom.
Yeah.
It's
It is
crazy cast. And then the
utterly
movie,
crazy.
I just love it. It was our Sunday movie tradition.
Nice.
So I will watch it forever. Oh, so many good ones on this list. Incredible. But you know what? I'm going with one that will always have a special place in my heart. Fantastically done, underrated in my book, and that is Megamind.
Megamind, nice.
Megamind is so, the more you watch it back, the more you realize it ages better as time goes on. It's also fantastic voicing, Brad
I've
Pitt.
been told to watch that recently.
It's
Because
so good, dude.
I've seen it like once, so.
Yeah, it gets better as you watch it, you like it more. So
Okay.
I love that
Well, I'm
movie.
gonna go with what is my second pick in my second spot. Like both mine, everything's
Are
fallen to
exactly
me.
where they need to, yeah.
Yep. I'm gonna go with Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda, which I was going to take with one of my next couple. So, great movie. Again, guess who did the music? Hans
On
Zimmer.
Zimmer.
These movies have something in common, man. That's
And
amazing.
my daughters love it, which is really fun.
Oh, man.
Okay, so
Oogway ascends.
I got How to Train Your Dragon, Kung Fu
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Panda. That's my one and two right there.
Yeah.
But or actually that's my two and my three. But my real one, and I'm gonna leave a couple solid franchises here for you. My real one that I'm too scared of it not making it back to me, so I have to take it now, is Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Wow, all right. You know
It
what? I'll
is
give it to you.
the
That's it's
funniest.
good. When
Yeah.
he's slapping the keyboard with his hands, and there's a lot of good lines in that with his monkey. And you know what? There is some great in the first movie, I love a lot. Second movie isn't as good for me, but yeah, it's got some really great things in it.
Well, that's why I took the first one and not the second one.
Flint Lockwood.
Blint Lockwood.
Yeah,
I mean,
love
I just
that.
love
Love some
Bill Hader.
characters.
Bill Hader's my boy, so.
Bill Hader, very good.
But also, it's like a whole SNL movie, pretty much.
It
So
is.
fun.
Andy Samberg being the baby that grows up.
Baby Brent! Uh-oh!
Uh-oh. Very
We
good.
should
Very
definitely
good.
clip that right there.
That was good. Well, I'm glad you didn't take what I thought you were going to take because you said franchise. And I was like, oh. And this is one that it's not everyone's cup of tea, but it's actually incredibly well done. I
I
watched
know
one of them
exactly
with
what you're doing.
Devin. And it is a Marvel slash Sony movie, technically. And that is Into the Spider-Verse, the Spider-Man movie, which is unbelievably good. And it's not everyone's thing because the animation's that more choppy, but it is so well done. The story's
Didn't even have
incredible.
it on my list. Fantastic. I haven't seen
Yeah.
the second one yet, but the first one's fantastic.
And the second one's also very good. If I have to choose, I love the voicing of the first one, and the animation was just like on another level. It inspired a bunch of new movies, like the Puss in Boots, new movie,
It
and
also
the Teenage
inspired
Mutant Ninja
an
Turtles.
entire Marvel chapter of
Yeah.
movie
Yeah.
and TV shows.
But it was so well done. So well done. So I
Yep.
can't
Well
have
done.
my list without that.
Well done.
All right. If we're moving on, very. This is gonna be a hot take, maybe for a top five, but I still love it and I still get like feel good, and that is Iron Giant.
I saw it on people's lists. I don't like it, but that's fine.
Wow, no Jennifer Aniston? She's the mom. Very good movie.
I mean,
Love the Iron
we love
Giant.
Jen, but
Yeah, love some Jenny from the Block. Wow, I'm
Iron
surprised you like it.
Giant, good pick for those of you that liked that movie. I definitely had childhood friends growing up that did. Not me. Okay, well, a movie that I was a little bit nervous of you taking, and it is still like they still are adding to this franchise. I'm going with Despicable Me.
Hey, Despicable Me is very good. Very good movie. I didn't even have that on my list, but I do love it. And I can watch it over and over. I do love some of the and that cast is also star-studded.
Steve Carell.
Although I thought that was Pixar, but it's not.
It's not.
Which is funny because it feels like it when you watch it. But it's DreamWorks. It's
Despicable
Illumination.
Me 4 came out in 2024, dude.
Yeah.
2010 was the first one. Who makes it? Illumination.
Illumination. Yeah.
So, with that being said, there are some great movies that are being left off on my list, but because my daughters love this movie, I love the movie. It's rewatchable for us, and it's the beginning of this franchise. I'm taking the Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Oh, hey, I didn't even think of that, but that movie is really good.
It's so good, dude.
I don't even have too many like super new movies on my list. Surprisingly. And if you want to really if you want to have fun when this new movie comes out on video or streaming or something, you should watch it. It's the one that just came out, The Wild Robot. Emily and I went and saw it. It's the new
Heard it was
DreamWorks
good.
one. It's top five DreamWorks movies for sure, I would say. It's so incredible. Kids love it. It's all the good stuff that you like. Really
Nice.
fun. Animals, robots, all that. So I would say that. But if I'm looking at my top five and rounding it out, there's a couple on here. This is arguably one of his best movies as a voice actor. And Johnny Depp's done a lot of great movies, but this one, incredibly done. And that is Rango.
Rango
Rango, what a
making the
great
top five.
Rango is unbelievably good, and he is fantastic, and it has to be one of his best roles. He has done a lot of movies, but that
Wow.
is top tier.
Dude,
Humor, acting.
I was honestly a little bit nervous we wouldn't be able to, like, you would steal some of mine and I would have to go to
We just have very different tastes, I think,
some deep
in
shots
this.
here. But Rango, not on my list. Megamind, not on
Yeah.
my list. Into the Spider-Verse and Iron Giant, not on my list. We could have gone 10 deep with this.
I still could, but yeah. Any honorable mentions that didn't make it?
We didn't. I thought you were gonna take Shrek with your first pick, man.
Yeah, I mean, Emily loves Shrek. Emily would have taken Shrek with like one or two.
I would have
I
taken
don't love
Shrek
Shrek.
2 over Shrek 1, personally.
Also agree. Very good take. Shrek 2 is better
Ice
objectively.
Age.
I thought you were going to say Ice Age with your last one because you said the franchise and it was the beginning. And I was like, oh, Ice Age?
Well, are they still coming out with movies? Pause.
I mean, they had a
Resume.
few. They come out with stuff all the time.
I don't think I would
Resume.
have taken it. It would have definitely made my honorable mentions list, which it is right now. Robots.
Hey, Robots is
With
fun.
Robin Williams, one of my
It's
favorite movies that Robin
honestly
Williams has been in.
super dumb, and it's also really fun.
Aunt Fanny.
Dude, Robin Williams makes that movie from like a 5 to like an 8 or a
It's
9.
so good,
He
dude.
makes that whole movie. His whole the Britney Spears stuff and his like singing
Dude,
things and
oh my gosh. And
when
the
he's
way
like
that
dancing to it.
And also the dominoes and the way that he crashes down the
Oh yeah.
ball guy.
Dude, it's fantastic though. Oh,
It's a
Big
good movie.
Weld. Love that movie.
Also, Madagascar, the first one was pretty good.
Yeah, Madagascar is fun. Well, I mean, I think the what Europe's Most Wanted?
I don't think
Love
I've
that
seen that
one. But
one.
Escape to Africa, the second one, is
That
probably
one's
the
good.
best one.
That one's good.
Wow.
And then a deep cut one that only, I don't know if you would, but definitely Bentley and I loved this movie is Over the Hedge.
It's fun. I don't watch it a lot, but it is fun.
I
It's got
can't
some really
remember it,
good
but I
guns
just
in it.
remember Ben, what's the name? Did the music for it.
Ben?
Ben Dover?
No.
What's his name?
No. You can't get away with this.
Ben Folds.
On Ben Folds. Oh, yeah.
There's a
From
song in that movie that makes me cry, man.
Oh no, I'm thinking of a different movie. I'm
But
thinking
yeah,
of
that's Bruce Willis,
the
Steve
gnome.
Carell,
Gnome.
Wanda Sykes.
Man, Wanda Sykes. Wanda Sykes.
But yeah, Steve Carell, another good anime movie he's in. And Bruce Willis, random.
Bruce Willis.
Avril Lavigne's in
Weird.
there? What the heck? And William
Okay.
Shatner?
That's stacked,
Yeah.
actually.
This Nick
Real
Nolte.
stacked. Nick Nolte. Over the
Eugene
Hedge.
Levy and Catherine O'Hara are both in it.
How much did they pay these people?
I don't know, man.
That's crazy.
Also the janitor guy in The Suite Life of Zack and Cody, he's in that.
Oh, whatever. What's his name? He likes their mom in the show,
Yeah.
right? That
What's
guy.
his name? Shoot.
Oh, I don't remember. It's
I'm
really
gonna find it.
unfortunate.
I'm gonna find it. His name is Brian Stepanek.
Oh yeah.
Where the heck is that?
Well,
Dude,
while you look that up,
I
I
have to
have
scroll all the way back. Arwen.
all the Arwen. What a
That
terrible name.
is
Awful name.
funny.
Arwen. I didn't have too many on my list that I wrote down because this was made a long time ago. But I did have Shrek 2 on my list as an option. I had Tintin, The Adventures of Tintin.
Okay.
That movie was surprisingly well animated. The voicing was fun, but everyone always called me Tintin on my mission because I had the orange hair kind of in the faux hawk, which looks just like him. And so they called me Elder Tintin for a
Okay.
while. And then I did have Spirited Away on here because it was
You
just
didn't
such
have
a
ants on
crazy.
there?
Oh my gosh, give me a break with the ants.
Or
No
Spirit?
ants.
Or The Road to El
Spirit.
Dorado?
Oh, El Dorado definitely makes the list of that. Or yeah,
Or
El
Shark
Dorado
Tale?
should. Treasure Planet.
Dude! Except that's on Disney.
Sure. Wait, is it?
It's Disney, yeah.
What is Atlantis?
Think that's also Disney.
I didn't know both of them were Disney. I thought one of them wasn't. I thought one of them was
Yeah,
DreamWorks.
no, they're both Disney.
Really?
Disney
Treasure Planet.
Atlantis, The Lost Empire. Michael J. Fox.
Wow.
It's funny looking
Sinbad
back
was
at these old movies that
Disney.
we watched as a kid and realizing the actors that were in it, we're like, dude, I didn't even know who that was at the time.
Yeah,
Or like
a
people that
lot of
you
them.
only know for like one role and they actually have like this extensive like acting history, but you only know them as a voice actor from a Disney movie or something like that that you watched as a kid. That's how Bruce
There's a
Willis was
lot
to
of them.
me from the movie The Kid. And then I find out all this other stuff that he's in, and I'm like, oh, geez, Bruce is a bad boy.
The Kid, that's a good movie.
That was a good movie.
And
That
then
was a Sunday
also
afternoon
like
movie for us.
Pocahontas, John Smith was Mel Gibson. Didn't realize
Yeah.
all the other movies that Mel
Yeah.
Gibson, he's in Signs and all sorts of other stuff, but he's like, oh God, he's John Smith.
Yeah. Another Steve
Joseph
Carell
Smith.
movie,
I mean,
Horton Hears a Who. We are
that's
here,
fun.
we are here, we are here.
We are here. Hey, a
And then
person's a
Monsters
person, no
versus
matter how
Alien.
small. I like Monsters vs. Aliens. That's a fun movie.
It's not bad, but yeah.
What's his name? Jonah Hill? No, the other guy. Seth
Seth
Rogen.
Rogen.
No, yeah, Seth Rogen. That's as good Seth Rogen.
That was
I
good. Rainn Wilson's in that. I didn't know that.
don't remember. Is he? Who is he?
Galaxar.
Oh, he is. He's the main bad guy.
Stephen Colbert.
Yep. He is. He's the president.
Kiefer Sutherland. Hugh Laurie is in it.
Kiefer's the military
He's
guy.
the
Hugh Laurie.
cockroach. Will
Yeah.
Arnett. Love Will Arnett. Paul Rudd.
Paul
Jeffrey
Rudd is who?
Tambor.
Who's
Amy
Paul Rudd?
Poehler.
Oh, Paul Rudd's the boyfriend that she's like
Yeah, he's Derek.
going to marry. Derek, yeah. Oh my
John
gosh.
Krasinski.
John Krasinski's the they're about to make out in the car and he's like, "Not now. Don't rush me."
Yes.
So weird, dude.
Zellweger. Wow.
Man, what a
Ed
list.
Helms, news reporter.
Ed Helms with John Krasinski.
Dude, these movies just have these random big actors in it. It's just how they make like side money, I guess.
Yeah,
Because it takes
good
them like
stuff.
what, like a week to record?
Yeah, they just have their lines and they just roll through them and then they're done.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah.
Well, great draft. Recapping
Yeah.
our teams, Jeff, you have Prince of Egypt, Megamind, Into the Spider-Verse, Iron Giant, and Rango. The pole of
It's
all
so
poles
random.
there.
So random.
I've never even seen it. And then I've.
Oh no! You
What?
have to see Rango, dude. What?
I'd rather watch
It will.
Django
It.
Unchained before I'd see Rango Unchained.
Django! Rango will make your top five once you watch it. That's such a movie you'd like.
We'll see.
100%.
We'll see.
You would love Rango.
And then I've got The Goat, How to Train Your Dragon, Kung Fu Panda, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, Despicable Me, and Super Mario Bros.
Good list.
Let us
Good
know in the
list.
comments whose team won. I think it's pretty obvious. Who
Oh,
knows? Maybe
please.
I'm in the
Oh,
minority.
please.
Maybe I'm in the minority.
I've at least seen all the movies on your list, so it's hard for you to judge. Nice try.
I've
You have
seen
not
Iron
seen.
Giant, just saw it when I was like five, and I said, whoosh,
Yeah, you've seen Iron Giant when you were what, 25 years ago. You haven't seen Rango, so that's 40% of my list you have not seen.
well, I've seen
Denis
Django
or Risa.
Unchained, so.
Somehow that's similar.
Yep, because
Eh.
it sounds. I actually associated it in my mind as like the same movie when I
As
like. Because they
Rango?
came out at the same time. Pause.
Yeah, Rango. Guess who worked on the music for Rango? Hans Zimmer.
Hans Zimmer.
So there you go.
Well,
Captain Hans.
let us clap our Hans.
No,
Share
that's my
with
joke.
your grandma. Share with Hans Zimmer, please.
Yeah.
Let us know whose team you thought won in the comments below. Do something nice for someone else. Enjoy the fall. Jeff, final word.
Final word we've got is on our countdown, we are T minus 10, 15, 16, 17 days. T minus 17 days till Lincoln arrives, and we
Just over
have a
2 weeks.
2 weeks. We are gonna have a fun time, so
That
we're gonna
episode's
have
gonna be
fun.
off the rails.
I know. I'm planning stuff out right now. We'll have a whole thing set up. So do not miss it,
All
folks. Do
right,
not
love you
miss
too,
that
bye.
episode.
Lefty's out.